Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Attending the 73rd anniversary of Muslimat NU, President Jokowi encourages moderate Islam. President Jokowi welcomes anti-hoax, anti-defamation, and anti-gossip declaration. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo attended the commemoration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad and the 73rd anniversary of the Muslimat Nahdlatul Ulama at Gelora Bung Karno, Jakarta. In the event, President Jokowi encouraged the creation of moderate Islam in the midst of Indonesian society.
Ingin Islam moderat.
And we want moderate Islam, the moderation of Islam to be echoed, and I think it was delivered by the General Chairperson, Mrs. Hovifah Indar Parawansa, that Aswaja Islam, which is full of tolerance, full of moderation, mutual respect, is the spirit conveyed by Muslimat NU. In the commemoration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad and the 73rd anniversary of Muslimat NU, a record-breaking of Indonesian Museum of Record or MURI was held, namely the reading of the 1000 Qotmil Quran and the performance of 999 Sufi dances from the Sabilil Muttaqin Islamic Boarding School in Magetan, East Jawa. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed anti-hoax, anti-defamation, and anti-gossip declaration carried out by Muslimat Nahdlatul Ulama on the sidelines of the commemoration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad and the 73rd anniversary of Muslimat Nahdlatul Ulama on Sunday at Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. According to the President, this declaration was an attempt to resist the public against the proliferation of false news, especially those circulating among the public through social media.
Ini bagus sekali kalau semua elemen, semua ormas.
It is very good if all the elements of all organization throughout the groups in the country to declare that they are against hoax. I think this is a resistance to the many hoaxes on the social media. I think this is a community movement, a very good movement for our country. Meanwhile, the chairperson of Muslimat NU, Hovifah Indar Parawansa, stated that the anti-hoax declaration and anti-defamation was not merely an attempt to fight against the spread of false news by enforcing sanction under the Electronic Transaction Information Act, but also it encourages the creation of social and spiritual sanctions for people who participate in spreading slander and gossip. The anti-hoax, anti-defamation declaration was read in the series of the commemoration of the birthday of Prophet Muhammad and the 73rd anniversary of Muslimat NU. Also vowed that it would not make and spread false news, utterances of hatred and slander. In addition, the declaration also mentions NU's Muslim pledge to promote screening before disseminating information received. Muslimat NU also vowed to think positively to strengthen ukhuwah or relations and the national unity. India and Indonesia's ties have been tremendous in the past 1 year. The ties were marked by the visit of Indonesian President Joko Widodo to India in January last year to attend the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of India-ASEAN Summit and to be an honorable guest at last year's Republic Day of India. The visit was then followed by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Indonesia in May. The Indian Ambassador to Indonesia, Pradip Kumar Rawat, mentioned about Indonesian-Indian diplomatic relations at an event celebrating India's 70th Republic Day on Friday, In Jakarta, Pradip Kumar Rawat said India and Indonesia have a long-standing strong diplomatic relations and how it can be improved. In his speech, he mentioned the two countries strengthening maritime relationship as the first commercial vessel from Aceh, Indonesia, landed in Andaman, India early January this year, aiming to build modern connectivity and leverage the maritime proximity.
India and Indonesia are two maritime neighbors. Islands of Andaman and Nicobar of India are only 90 nautical miles away from Aceh. Over the centuries, the seas connecting India and Indonesia have been the pathways on which commerce and culture has thrived. Our two leaders are determined to reinvigorate that historical legacy to build modern connectivity and leverage the maritime proximity to ensure peace, prosperity and security of our shared maritime space.
In his speech, Pradip Kumar Rawat also discussed the growing tourist and the increasing bilateral trade of the two countries. In tourism, the number of Indian tourists visiting Indonesia has reached 500,000, while Indonesian tourists visiting India has increased 20%. In trade, the country's trade balance has reached almost $20 billion. Of the number, Indonesia is in the positive balance with a trade surplus of $12 billion. To celebrate the 70th Republic Day of India, Indonesian Minister of Village Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Eko Putro Sanjoyo, discussed ways in which the relationship can be further improved. In his opening speech in Jakarta, Eko Sanjoyo observed the lengthy history of relations between the two countries, which stretch back to the first century and included involvement in the first Asia-Africa conference in 1955. The minister also commented on the increase of bilateral trade, which had increased by 20% from $16 billion to $20 billion over the last year. In discussing the new comprehensive strategic partnership, the minister said both countries had set a target to achieve $50 billion worth of bilateral trade by 2025 and hope that the bilateral relationship between the two countries will continue to grow and expand in a mutually beneficial manner.
Special occasion is indeed the right time for us to look into the future with confidence that the relationship between our two countries will continue to grow and expand in mutually beneficial manner. But moreover, as member of G20, with a population that constitute one of the fifth of the global population, I'm truly convinced that we could do more to the peace, stability, development, and prosperity of our region and beyond.
In addition to thanking India for its assistance in various fields, Eko Putro Sanjoyo also affirmed the commitment of the two countries to the better Indo-Pacific region. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian ambassador in Spain, Hermono, said that Indonesia should learn from European countries in bringing in foreign tourists, managing the tourism industry, and the strategy of the government to manage various tourist attraction, facilities, and infrastructure. As reported by Antara News Agency, Hermono said, tourism in Spain was the third major contributor to national economic life after the industrial and business banking sectors, contributing around 10 to 11% of Spain's gross domestic product. While Indonesia expects the tourism industry to bring in foreign exchange after oil palm. This was said by Ambassador Hermono when visiting the Indonesian Pavilion on Saturday at the largest tourism exhibition in Spain, the Feria Internacional de Turismo Madrid 2019, which was held from January 23rd until 27th. The presence of the Indonesian Pavilion in this tourism exhibition, held for the 39th time, is an effort to capture Spanish tourists as well as foreign tourists. Angkasa Pura 1 is entrusted by the World Airport Agency Airport Council International, ACI, to host a World Airport event related to services, ACI Customer Experience Global Summit. PT Angkasa Pura One Persero President Director Faik Fahmi said in a written statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Saturday that he welcomed Angkasa Pura as the host of the second summit, which would be held in Bali from September 2nd to 5th. Faik Fahmi hopes that this year the event will bring more than 400 delegates from all over the world to explore the best business practices in the industry in providing a better customer travel experience at the airport. Last item, the film Surau and Sile successfully attracted Bulgarian audience at the Menar Film Festival, the largest festival in the Balkan region. The festival features films with Islamic culture screened at Cinema House Sofia Friday local time. The director and film writer Arif Malin Mundo, as quoted by Republican Online on Sunday, expressed his happiness at the film's participation in the festival. He hopes that citizens of Bulgaria and Eastern Europe can absorb the cultural treasure of Indonesia through the film. The film Surau and Sile tries to frame Islamic values applied simply to the lives of children, which are manifested through morals. While the Indonesian ambassador to Sofia, Sri Astari Rashid, said that the Indonesian promotional night program at the Menar Film Festival was a success thanks to the Film Development Center of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, which supports the promotion of Indonesian films abroad. That was the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Highlight of the week presents Issues of the Week.
This week's spotlight is on Islamic organizations ready to escort elections. 15 Islamic community organizations expressed their readiness to oversee the holding of legislative elections and the presidential election on April 17, 2019. Not only that, all the mass organizations also joined hands to fight the circulation of false news and issues against the nation. The commitment was conveyed by the leaders of Islamic organizations who are members of the Islamic Society Friendship Organization when meeting the President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. On that occasion, the President was accompanied by Minister of Religion, Lukman Hakim Saifuddin. The mass organizations include Nahdlatul Ulama, NU, Syarikat Indonesian Islam, Al-Wasliyah, Union of Tarbiyah Islamiyah, Indonesian Chinese Islamic Union, Matlaul Anwar, and Al-Irshad Al-Islamiyah. The organization administrators led by Said Agil Siraj. To the media, Said Agil said, the organization is ready to succeed the presidential election and legislative election so that it runs safe and peaceful. According to Said Agil, so far religious issues have been raised to pit people against each other and often used in campaigns for candidates for presidential election. Inevitably, mutual attacks between groups of people using religious issues continue to occur. This caused the gap between supporters of one candidate and the other candidates to be wider. The networks owned in mass organization with cadres and santri or Islamic boarding school students are determined to move against false news and utterances of hatred. Said Agil Siraj emphasized that the Islamic Society Friendship Organization was determined to maintain the integrity of the nation because it is not proper for the unitary state of Indonesia, composed of diverse communities, to be divided only because the election event. He added that scholars as the nation's teachers would not be trapped as a success team. However, as individuals, all have the right to choose and pray for the best candidates to become leaders of the state. Previously, in early August last year, at the Presidential Palace Complex Jakarta, chairperson of the Muhammadiyah Islamic Organization, Haidar Nasir, reminded that all religious leaders and religious institutions remain the basis of moral strength. Thus, religious institutions should not be used for certain purposes. Nevertheless, every ulama has the right as a citizen to have his own political orientation. Muhammadiyah also supports a healthy, positive, and democratic process. Nevertheless, the neutrality of the organization will be maintained so that Muhammadiyah will not be tied to any political party. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Today in History begins with January the 27, 1947, the Red and White event or incident in Sangasanga, Kutai Kartanegara, East Kalimantan. Red and White incident in Sangasanga began when the Dutch army controlled Sangasanga, which was rich in oil resources. Indonesian freedom fighters held a meeting and there was a plan to seize the Dutch arsenal by diverting their attention to crowds in various regional arts performances held on January the 26, 1947. The attack was successful, so at 9 a.m. on January the 27, 1947, the city of Sangasanga was captured by the Indonesian troops led by Lahasan. Later, the incident is commemorated as the Sangasanga Red and White Struggle Incident. Turn to the January 27, 1973, the Paris Peace Agreement is signed. The Paris Peace Agreement of January the 27, 1973, officially ended the Vietnam War. On that day, the governments of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam or North Vietnam, the Republic of Vietnam or South Vietnam, and the United States, as well as the government of the Provisional Revolution representing the South Vietnamese revolutionaries, signed an agreement to end war and restore peace in Vietnam. The main negotiators of the agreement were the U.S. National Security Advisor Henry Alfred Kissinger and a member of the Vietnamese Politburo, Lê Duc Tho. I'll end with January the 27, 2017, Germany begins to commemorate the International Holocaust Memorial Day. The International Holocaust Memorial Day on January 27 is an international memorial day for victims of the Holocaust genocide, which resulted in the deaths of 6 million Jews, 2 million Roma and Sinti Gypsy, 15,000 homosexuals and millions of others by Nazi Germany and its collaborators. The commemoration was determined through the resolution of the United Nations General Assembly on November 1, 2005 at the 42nd plenary session. The International Holocaust Remembrance Day is also commemorated as a national day in Great Britain and Italy. That was Today in History. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku, engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahan tahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Kekasih Bayangan, sang by Cakrakan. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we will present is My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
The Indonesian Football Association PSSI asked the new coach of the Indonesian national football team for returning public pride to the Garuda squad. The new coach, Simon McNamee, from Scotland, who has been dealing with Indonesian football from time to time, is targeted to bring the Garuda squad to the top 120 of the world. The last Garuda team in that position was a decade ago. At present, Indonesia is ranked 159. Simon McNamee, at a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, said that he was ready to carry out the duties trusted by PSSI, and his big mission was to restore the glory to the Indonesian national team. He was appointed by PSSI to replace Spanish coach Luis Milla. The former coach of the Bayangkara Football Club was bound by a contract until December 2020, in addition to the target of penetrating the 120th rank in the world. Simon McNamee is also expected to end Indonesia's public waiting for the EFF 2020 Cup. According to him, nothing is impossible or cannot be achieved. For this reason, just talent and technical abilities will not be guaranteed to be the national team, because he will be more selective in choosing his players. Meanwhile, PSSI Secretary General Ratu Tisha Destria at the national team's new coach introduction event said that it needed long-term hard work to reach the 2020 championship target. In addition to the AFF 2020 trophy, the Garuda's team other agenda for the next 2 years is the 2022 World Cup qualification. This qualification starts in June. In addition, Simon McNamee's team will also appear in the 2023 Asian Cup qualification. For this reason, the framework of the Garuda team is expected to be formed at least next April. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Selamat Jalan Kekasih, sung by Wizzy. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
In Indonesian Wonder today, I'll invite you to visit Tembok Barak Waterfall in Singaraja, Bali. Bali is indeed famous for its tourist objects, especially its beautiful beaches. Many new tourist attractions are being developed now. One of them is Tembok Barak Waterfall in Singaraja. It offers exoticism and romanticism that is very beautiful. This Tembok Barak Waterfall is located in Buleleng Regency, Bali. To get to this place, the distance to be traveled from Denpasar is approximately 78 km and from Gianyar Regency, 70 km. The name of this waterfall is taken from two words, namely tembok, which means the wall, and barak, which in the Balinese language means red. Apparently, the reason for this waterfall named Tembok Barak or the Red Wall Waterfall is because the color of the back cliff behind the waterfall is reddish. The location of Tembok Barak Waterfall is rather hidden. From the parking lot to the location is approximately 700 meters and must be reached on foot. Therefore, before visiting this beautiful waterfall tourist attraction in Singaraja, Bali, be sure that you have a good physical stamina. Although the distance is a bit far, all the way to the location of the Singaraja Tembok Barak Waterfall, you will be treated to the exotic charms of the natural scenery in the form of a stretch of plantations and rice fields and thick trees in the forest we passed. Tembok Barak Waterfall has just been developed around 2015. It is unique and looks beautiful because the water flows through the cliff's walls that are not too high. You can feel the freshness of this waterfall by swimming in a pond below the waterfall. Because there are no food and beverage sellers around this waterfall, make sure to bring enough supplies. Also, don't forget to bring a change of clothes. The atmosphere at the tourist attraction of the Tembok Barak Waterfalls is very calm, comfortable, and beautiful. The red cliff wall is truly a distinctive feature. This Tembok Barak will look prettier during the day and in bright conditions. The reddish brown color on the cliff protection will look clearer, blending beautifully with the green color from the moss attached to the other cliffs. The best time to visit Tembok Barak Waterfall is during the day and on Monday to Thursday on weekdays, because when on weekend, this tourist attraction will be crowded with visitors. So that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Bisu antara kita. saat waktu luangkan kita, kita lupakannya. Terbawa cerita, berbagi bersama, canda tawanya yang teringat. Berbeda. Saat waktu pisahkan kita, ku teringat semua tentang kita. Di tempat biasa, berbagi cerita, canda ceria dengan dia. Di sini kita bercerita, cerita yang membawa rasa, rasa yang bisa jadi nyata, bisa jadi luar biasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Bagaimana Ku Tahu, sung by Malik and The Essentials. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Today's miscellany is about the biggest robotic contest in Jakarta. Maybe many think robots are difficult technology. However, it turned out that robotic technology can be learned simply by elementary and secondary students. This is because robots are the application of ordinary subjects in school such as mathematics or physics. At present, there are still very few schools in Indonesia that include robots as a learning subject or extracurricular activity. In fact, students' interest in robots is very high. Robots can stimulate children's creativity, curiosity, and enthusiasm to keep learning because there are many new things in robots. The limited opportunities to study robots in schools were quickly captured by a number of educational institutions. Now, a number of educational institutions in big cities such as Jakarta, Surabaya, Bandung, and Semarang are opening a kind of training to design and create robots for elementary and middle school students. The relatively high cost of robot components is one of the obstacles to developing robots among students. Related to this, the Jakarta Islamic Center is planning to hold the biggest robotic contest in Jakarta on February 23rd and 24th at the Jakarta Islamic Center building in North Jakarta. The Robotic Contest is a series of grand events of the Jakarta Islamic Education Fair 2019. The head of the Center Study and Education Division, Rahmat Zailani Kiki, said the opportunities and challenges of the current Industry Revolution 4.0 era must be faced and anticipated optimally, especially for Jakarta Islamic Education institutions. According to him, the world of children really likes the visualization of robots or something that has the character of hero in the form of a robot. Robots are also one of the icons that have inspired many children from the past until now, especially in the current era of the Industrial Revolution 4.0. The robotic contest is held to strengthen understanding and insight into robotics, mechanics, and electronics for Muslim students of Jakarta, packaged in the form of competition. Through this robotic contest, Jakarta Islamic Center hopes to encourage mastery of science, mechanics, and electronics in the field of robotics. In this robotic contest, the center collaborated with the Robot House Racer and Matic Course. Meanwhile, the head of the Jakarta Islamic Center Secretariat, Ahmad Juhandi, appreciated the robotic competition to be held in February 2019 and hopes that this activity will be more lively and useful for robotic fans, students of Jakarta. Was Miscellany Today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Tak
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Antara Ada dan Tiada, sung by Nagita Slavina and Marshanda. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag. Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Pravotorov Konstantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through shortwave on frequency of 3325 kHz on January 14, 2019 at 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC with the SINPO 25232. Hello, Pravotorov Konstantin, how are you? It's nice to receive your reception report. It's very detailed, although the signal was weak, only 25232. As information, we have also a program called Indonesia Today that is broadcast at 800 hours to 1000 hours UTC. You can listen to this program through website www.voinews.id and also at a replay. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Well, Pravotorov Konstantin, here is the song.
Lama sendiri dalam langkah sepi, tak pernah kukira bahwa akhirnya tiada dirimu di sisiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency of 3325 kHz on January 20, 2019 at 13:4500 hours UTC. In his email, Baikan Hazarika told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia segment Listener's Mailbag that replied emails from Germany, Brazil, and also Japan. Hello, Baikan Hazarika, thank you very much for your compliment on our broadcast, which according to you is very outstanding, informative, and entertaining. We hope our broadcast can entertain our other listeners. For your request, we will provide them as soon as possible. Please not to be disappointed. Hopefully, you will continuously listen to our broadcast, and please send your reception report as well on our broadcast. Thank you very much.
And for you and also for other listeners, we'll play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. To listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Malikallah Bachaya Kokar in Pakistan. In his email, Malik said that he is a regular listener of Voice of Indonesia's English program. Hello, Malikallah Bachaya Kokar. Thank you for your loyalty to our broadcast. We have some interesting segments such as current affairs and also music. And which segment do you like the most? If you miss our segment, you can find it out on our website www.voynews.id. Well, Mr. Malikallah Bachaya Kokar, please keep listening to our broadcast every day. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and for our other regular listeners wherever you are. Thank you.
Segera berlari, cepat pulang, cepat kembali, jangan pergi lagi. Firasatku ingin kau untuk cepat pulang, cepat kembali, jangan pergi lagi.
Listener, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program which is called Erarinet English Program. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access Voice of Indonesia English News Service via RRI Play or RRI Play mobile application.
First, download Arara Play mobile application from Google Play, and then you open Arara Play application. Choose Ararai Net and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and also visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at voiindonesia, @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia.